The Meade Drive 8 Stiletto Automatic Knife is an overwrought name for a pretty standard switchblade. Its carbon fiber build makes it a mere 2.4 ounces of weight. Depress the button, and the stonewash-finished 3.5-inch blade leaps from the black 8-inch handle. I can report that it has a satisfying snap. The most startling fact about the Drive 8 is its retail price of $159.99, putting it well outside the means of Scotty Flossen, who, on September 4, 2016, was unemployed, squatting in his cousin Ian Flossen's basement and a regular at pawn shops that didn't question his latest cache of bicycles, car stereo devices, or wiped laptops. Flossen would later tell arresting officers, detectives, his court-appointed lawyer, and the judge that he'd found the Drive 8 at Jane Galveston Park at the east end of Johnny. He was lying. Flossen had stolen the knife, same as he'd stolen everything else. Scotty Flossen, 28 years old at the time of the crime, had been addicted to crystal meth since age 18, and his September 4th mugshot is an archetypal study. Dilated pupils out of focus from twitching, scab-speckled skin carved with chapped arroyos, lip sores gleaming beneath jailhouse fluorescence, a neck as skinny as the Drive 8's handle. For most of his decade of addiction, Flossen bought meth by the dose from a shifting network of at-home batchers whose labs burned down only to rise back up with hydra-like vigor. At an average price of $20 a pop, that didn't leave much for grub. Flossen knocked over his first gas station at 19. He snatched so many purses outside of rest homes and bingo halls, it led to a spike in area security cam sales. Footnote 7. Christy Frith of Frith Security in Tipton, Iowa, put it to me this way. One gray hair asked if I sold handcuffs too, so she could handcuff her purse to her body when she went out. Flossen took to carrying a rug in his backpack so he could punch out car windows without cutting himself. Flossen stole the Drive 8 from Ash Muckles, a man with whom he shared a lot. Flossen and Muckles had been buddies at Rose Community High School, south of Tipton, 14 miles from Johnny. Since graduating class of 2006, both had seesawed between being sheltered and homeless. Both were addicts, and both had been at each other's throats for 5 years. The origins of the animosity remain obscure. Something about a woman, maybe several? Some kerfuffle over the plot of the Star Wars prequels? What matters is they engaged in a series of back-and-forth thefts, or perceived thefts, that culminated in Flossen stealing Muckles' beloved Meade Drive 8 Stiletto automatic knife, his father's knife before his passing. Reports suggest the Ash Muckles of 2016 valued little, which may have magnified the knife's significance into a reminder of the literal Boy Scout he'd once been, Troop 124 out of Bennett, Iowa. In retaliation, Muckles pissed over Flossen's belongings. At least that's Flossen's contention. Ash Muckles would never have a chance to confirm or deny it. Police records place Muckles entering the south end of the Burger City parking lot at approximately 8:40 a.m. on September 4, 2016. This suggests he was heading from the direction of I-80, which itself suggests he'd spent the night under the exit 269 overpass. Physical evidence supports this: a moldy blanket, an empty can of corn, the scorch marks of a small fire, the crystalline traces of meth. Where Muckles obtained cash, we'll never know, but that morning, he was set on spending it. To enter the building, he needed to circle around to the restaurant's northern side. Burger City No. 8 had only a southern entrance slash exit, a cost-saving flaw shared by all Burger City locations built prior to 1990.